Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer, of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's news on the budget front. I understand that there was some action in Washington, and it still may not be enough to make ends meet in Harrisburg. What's really going on here? What are some of your observations about the dynamics of this situation?
Well, we've been watching what's going on in Washington because our budget that was passed in July anticipates $850 million in what's called FMAP funding from the federal government. And this week, Congress did pass an FMAP funding bill that would provide nearly $600 million to the state. So obviously, we have a $250 million deficit in what's coming from Washington. And now we need to work with the governor to determine where cuts are going to be made to make up that shortfall. Obviously, Governor Rendell, never being one to be shy to ask for increased spending, is advocating some measures to try to increase revenue to make up that shortfall. But the legislature would prefer to make cuts to accommodate that $250 million shortfall. Now, the governor's proposal is to make a 1.9% across-the-board cut in discretionary appropriations. Now, he included in that a $50 million reduction in basic education funding, a 1.9% cut to the legislature, a 1.9% cut to the state court system, a 1.9% cut to the elected independence offices in the state, and $70 million from his anticipation of a natural gas severance tax passing. Now, that's the governor's idea, and now we'll have to see where this goes from here. But the bottom line is we need to make cuts to accommodate for the $250 million that's not coming from the federal government.
There's also a lot of talk about transportation funding and concern about not having enough money to keep Pennsylvania's roads and bridges in tweak. What's going on here, or what are some of the proposals that are going around, and what's your view of what may be happening?
Well, we are currently running a special session on transportation, and the governor's come out with a number of proposals that he's looking at to come up with additional revenue. I think first and foremost, we have to make sure that we're spending the transportation dollars that we have now in a wise manner. I think that's the most prudent way to move forward. We need to make sure that we're spending every dollar in a responsible way before looking for tax or fee increases. Now, the governor's proposal includes increasing the gas tax by just over 3 cents per gallon, increasing the annual vehicle registration fee from $36 to $45, increasing truck and vehicle title registration fees. So it's obvious the governor is looking at a number of gas tax and fee hikes to try to come up with additional revenue. This week, the chairman of our Republican Transportation Committee came forward with a plan that he wants to move forward with that includes the authorization of what's called public-private partnerships, a move to make sure that gas tax revenue is being used for transportation and not for other purposes. Right now, $500 million in gas tax revenue is going for supporting and paying for the Pennsylvania State Police. And under his plan, gas tax revenue would not be used for the state police. Would also require more local funding for mass transit. That's been an issue. Pennsylvania supports mass transit with state funds more than nearly every other state, and it's important that there be more local funding for mass transit. And also looking at the possibility of subcontracting some PennDOT services, including mowing the sides of the road and things of that nature, just to try to save money. So there are a number of plans being tossed around out there, and I think that we have to take a close look at all these plans.
There's also an important program for those folks that provide emergency services on a volunteer basis in our community need to be aware of. What's going on here?
Well, this is the annual Volunteer Fire and Ambulance Services grant program that we've been able to fund each year for the past several years. It provides a grant of up to $15,000 for volunteer fire companies and up to $10,000 for volunteer ambulance services. And I want to notify the volunteer agencies that the applications will become available on September 7th and must be submitted by 4 p.m. on October 22nd. So that important window is coming open for that grant program. And I certainly want to encourage all of our volunteer agencies to apply for the funding.
You also just had a senior expo. I'd like to kind of know how that went and what kind of information seniors were able to get.
The senior expo went very well. We had a very good turnout at the event, good participation. It was an excellent opportunity for people to gather a lot of information and participate in the health screenings offered by our medical providers. So I want to thank everyone who attended the expo, and I look forward to hosting another event in October in Potter County.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next week at this time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.